Bill 1076 to permit certain public entities to establish the maximum indemnity for their officers and employees. Senator Adelstein, you're the prime Senate sponsor. We have sent for Representative Hanks is due here, but would you care to take the bill?
This is simply a recognition that $25,000 isn't what $25,000 was when the law was originally passed. So all we're doing is allowing, in terms of the reality of the needs of the day, increasing the amount of indemnity that the city may assign to their officers.
Thank you, Senator Adelstein. Further proponents on House Bill 1076. Further proponents. Any opponents on House Bill 1076? Any opponents? Seeing none, we'll close to questions. Seeing none, Senator Broderick, thank you.
Thank you, Madam Chair. A question of Senator Adelstein. When a city indemnifies an employee or a council member, is that what happens? And that, let's say that council member does something that would cause a loss, and the city takes that loss, do they submit a voucher to the legislature for reimbursement? How does that work?
You know,
Senator Adelstein.
Thank you very much, Senator. To the best of my, until I saw this bill, I didn't know that even existed because it hadn't happened in my 4 years here. Apparently, there is some archaic principle that if the city's unable to pay it out of their own coffers, it's permissive, but it may be presented to the legislature. I don't know of it ever happening. I think this is really intended to increase the amount, but not to change the original basis, and I don't know what the original basis is.
Senator Broderick.
But I was trying to understand this as I was reading it last night, getting prepared for our committee meeting, and it sounds like if you read the law, that the legislature acts as a guarantee fund for indemnities that are created at the local level, and I wonder how that all came about.
Senator Adelstein, would you care to answer?
I see former Speaker Hood in the room. He may know the Constitution. Not being an attorney, I wonder if he would happen to know.
Well, yeah, he was one of the framers of the Constitution.
Oh,
Mr. Hood, you're being called upon. Please approach it. Give us any wisdom you can on this issue.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, I think that was in fact the case before liability insurance was purchased by most of these units of local government. And that's really what this speaks to. It allows these units to, if you will, raise their deductible and self-insure that portion. And then, but if there is no insurance, that claim may be submitted to the legislature. But it does allow these units of local government to indemnify their employees in the event they were found negligent. They've got the deductible at $100,000. There's a verdict or there's damages or there's a settlement. The city could pay that portion of the loss. Liability insurance would kick in over and above that. If there weren't insurance coverage, then the claim could be brought to the legislature.
Mr. Hood, I would ask, are you a proponent or were you just giving us some free legal advice?
Well, we are proponents of the legislation.
I just wanted that for our records. Thank you.
Well, thank you. I thought I seized him at the door.
You can do that.
Mr. Speaker.
I hope I answered your question, Representative.
Senator Broderick, did that answer your question?
Well, yes, it did answer my question, but I wonder, does the state of South Dakota need to have this law on the books? Isn't there something that requires our local governments to be insured?
Well, I share your concern on that issue. I had marked a line 11. You know, I guess my concern, too, is what do they all have the same deductible or how much money has ever been paid out? I think We have some questions on this issue. I'm not... Senator Dempster. I'll just defer it. That's fine. I think we have a few questions. If you do have questions of the sponsor, would you please make those known to him, and we will take this up at our next meeting.